Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Praise the Lord, beloved. How are you? How are you? How are you? I am so glad that you're able to join me this morning. This is Apostle Etta Banks, your host here today on Heart to Heart, where we get to the heart of the matter. Our co-host, Tabika Garnes, is not with us today. She is at another event where she is sharing her book and also talking about how God takes the U-turns in your life. What happens at those U-turns in your life? So I hope that all of you, along with me, are wishing her well, that everything goes well for her, and that out of this some book sales would come, but most importantly, some women and anyone else that is there will get some hope out of what it is that she testifies about and that God can do. So please, please, be sure to keep her in prayer, to keep her in prayer. So again, I do thank all of you for being here with us today. And I am not at the studio. I'm actually in a hotel room in Boston. So I cannot see the studio. I cannot see who's calling. But let me first give my shout outs this morning. And then, Joyce, if you're there, just text me, please, and let me know that you hear me clearly. All right, darling, thank you. Okay, well, shout out to Tamika Shelton. Praise be unto God. God bless you, woman of God. Love you much. And to Joyce, her mom, you know, who, again, is my longest supporter and on Heart to Heart. She's the longest supporter, faithful in all that she does, and I thank God for her. Excuse me. And I thank God for her. And to the Crawfords in North Carolina, to all of New Vision, to Prophetess Dorn, Prophetess Kim, I think I said Prophetess Crawford, I'm not sure, to Isaiah in Chicago, Josh, my nephew in Pennsylvania, and Joyce in New York. I'm telling you, to all of you, all of you, all of you, to Deacon Thomas Farr, who of course has his own radio show, Issues, Christian Men Talk, and that come on Monday night, Thursday nights, and I do believe also now on Saturday mornings. So folks, excuse me. You know, so good morning to all of you, to all of you. Always a pleasure. I am not sure, no, I am sure. I am sure that I will not be able to be here with you for long. I am getting picked up at 10 o'clock to get to the airport so I can come back home, so I can come back home. I'm in Boston. And I came for the homegoing service of my apostle, a man that we loved dearly, and one who has left an awesome, awesome legacy, and just so many people loved him. He touched the lives of so many people. There are so many churches, not only nationally but internationally, that owe their start to the love and the training and the relationship with Apostle Winston Trout. Just so many of us, you know, just are grateful for the time that we had with him. We were in a large church yesterday, and there was standing room only. And listen, folks. A large church, standing room only, and that only represented maybe 1% of the people who knew him, who loved him, who their lives were changed by him, because of him, because of the prayers, because of the prophecy. And remember that God is the one that's changing the lives. God is the one that makes the prophecies come forth. He is the one, and Apostle Trout never took credit for it, never took credit for it. A very humble man, even to the point that when he originally got sick, he did not tell a lot of people that he was sick because he didn't want to stop doing what he was doing. He didn't want to stop touching the lives of people. He didn't want people turning, you know, inwardly to him instead of reaching out to others. And I'm listen. As a person, and I'm speaking about myself in comparison to what I just said, as a person that feels that you're always doing for others rather than taking care of yourself, please understand that is not the wisest thing to do. You cannot be of any help to anyone when you are laid up and sick, when you don't have your right faculties about you, whatever the word is that goes there, when you know, when you aren't able to think on 100% level, able to pray, able to hear from God. All of these things are vitally important, but it has to come to this healthy vessel. And I'm learning more and more, excuse me, I'm learning more and more about taking care of yourself. And my apostle, bless his heart, like I said, he was sick with cancer long before he told us that he was sick, that he was sick. And something may have been able to have been done about it. But anyway, such a great man of God. And it was so good to see the number of people that came out, hundreds of people that came out on a Friday to celebrate his life on a Friday. Two of the testimonies that I heard while being here from two different women whose womb was closed up. The one had miscarriage after miscarriage after miscarriage. Excuse me. Miscarriage after miscarriage after miscarriage. And she was told that she would never be able to carry a child full term. Well, Apostle prayed over her and prophesied to her that she would have a child. And a year later, when he went back to that particular church, here was the woman, very pregnant. There was another woman who the doctors had told her that she wouldn't have a child. And she had tried every avenue that you could to become pregnant. I'm trying to pronounce the word. I don't have it in front of me, but, oh, Lord Jesus. The one where they insert the sperm via a needle. They insert the sperm and connect your sperm and egg and do it that way. There were just a lot of things that they tried. All of those failed. Apostle Trout laid hands on her and prayed, and the prophetic word came forth that she would have a child. I believe it was a year also after that. He went back to her town. She not only had a child, but she had, I think it was twins, and she had another child after that, and her womb was open. And he's had this type of effect on so many people's lives, so many people's lives. And it is totally amazing, totally, totally amazing. And I thank God for what he has done in our life. I thank God. I know he has helped me tremendously. I know there are some on the line that he has helped tremendously, that he has prayed for. He's given them hope. He has prophesied into their lives, and it has been a life-changing word, a life-changing word. And you don't know how I wish I could see the studio from my phone. Normally I could, but I'm not getting the right connection from the hotel, so I cannot see the studio. I cannot see who's on. I cannot click you in so that you can make comments. I can't do any of those things as it stands right now. And for that, I do apologize. I thoroughly do apologize. But you continue to hang in there with me. Praise be unto God. We're only going to be, that's what the word is, in vitro fertilization. I can remember the fertilization part. I couldn't remember the other one. Thank you so very much, Lady Joyce. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I tell you, a team, a team, a team. Oh, Jesus, a team. Listen, I just got a text message from home. One of my members had fallen off of a roof on Tuesday on his head, and they had to remove a section of bones from the head in order for him to allow his brain to expand. And he has not been responding, you know, as far as his limbs and all are concerned. He has not been responding in the manner that they want. And the text that I just got said that he needs a blood transfusion. Please pray. So please, saints of God, please pray. You know, I even forgot to say the prayer this morning. It shows you how disorganized I am at this moment. So let us go ahead and pray. You don't know how I wish I could press the one button on here and bring you in so that y'all could be praying with me. But you be praying where you are. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I thank you. I honor you. I bless you, God. I magnify your holy name, Lord. Lord God, you are the King of kings and the Lord of lords, the great I am, the Alpha and the Omega, and there is none like you. I thank you for this very day, O God, because this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Lord God, let nothing whatsoever stand between us and you, Lord God. Nothing that we've done, nothing that we've said, Lord God, don't keep anything in between us. Draw us closer to you, Father God. God, we acknowledge you for who you are. We thank you for what you have done. We thank you for what you're going to do, Lord. Father, with this, Lord God, we do give you the praise, the glory, and the honor, Lord God, as there is none like you. Father, I'd like to lift Ian up to you right now in the name of Jesus, who needs a blood transfusion. Lord, I am pleading the blood of Jesus over this blood. I'm pleading the blood of Jesus over this man's life. Lord God, Father, let this blood be purified. Let it have no bacteria, no nothing in it, no viruses, anything that could cause him any harm. Lord God, don't let it be in the name of Jesus. God, I ask you, I ask you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, to move on his behalf, Father God. Move on his behalf. Your word says that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Your word says that you are Jehovah Rapha, our healer, God. Your word says it. Your word also says that the prayers of the righteous availeth much. So, Lord God, for the righteous that have been praying for him for days, Lord God, Father God, for what you said in your word, O God. Father, I'm holding you to your word, O God. And I thank you right now that this man shall rise up off this bed, that he was healed, Lord God, from the top of his head to the sole of his feet, that he shall walk, he shall talk, Lord God, without any trouble, Lord God, that he shall, Lord God, continue on in the works that you have called him to do. And excuse me, his spiritual works as well as his secular job, his vocation, Lord God. Father, I thank you right now, Lord God, that no weapon formed against him shall prosper. And we give you all the glory and the honor. And I decree and declare that you, this injury is the mountain in his life. And I speak to the mountain in his life and tell it to be cast into the sea. Be removed in the name of Jesus by the authority vested in me. I command you to take your hands off this man of God. I command you to loose him in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Folks, hold on for one moment. I have an urgent call coming in. Hold on. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I thank all of you, you know, for hanging in there. That was the ride that is picking me up. So he told me he'll be here in 15 minutes. So I won't even be able to stay on as long as I wanted to. But in the name of Jesus, Father God, we touch and agree. We touch and agree, Lord God, with one another about Ian's healing, about his deliverance, about him being made whole. I thank you, Lord God, that his family, Lord God, shall come through this, Lord God, without any suffering on their part, O Lord. I thank you that you will use this time to draw us even closer together as we are praying one for the other, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you are watching over us. You are our keeper, Lord, and for this we do praise your holy name. Lord, let your awesome will be done today. On this Sabbath day, let it be done today, O God. Lord, I thank you, I honor you, and I praise you. In Jesus Yeshua's name, amen and amen. Amen, 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 amen. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Oh, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Again, I ask those of you that know the words of prayer, please continue to pray for Ian Davis. Please continue to pray for me, hallelujah, my family. Please continue to pray for one another, even those that you can call out by name, those that are on this line, praise God, those that you personally have asked God to do certain things in other people's lives. Saints of God, I ask you, do not give up. Do not give up. And let me say this to you, that your praise in the midst of everything that you're going through, your praise, hallelujah, can make a change, can make a difference. Praise be unto God. Understand that your praise, hallelujah, your praise will take away the power of the enemy. It will take it away. Let me say that again. Your praise takes away the power of the enemy. Your praise can take away the sting that the enemy is inflicting on your life right now. You can turn the most difficult situations into a reason to praise the Lord. So just begin to praise him. Begin not only to praise him, but then worship him. Worship him. And when you begin to do that, babies, believe me, you get lifted up from this place. See, when we are not in a spiritual place, when we're not above the situation, but in the situation, on ground level, we're looking at the situation, eye level, ground level, and what we see, and we see all of the troubles and so forth that are around us. But when you begin to praise God and worship him, your spirit man begins to rise, and it rises, and you rise up above your situation. Hallelujah. And as you continue to worship God, not only do you rise above the situation, but then your spirit man is able to go even higher.